America's favorite private detective. Unlucky in love and crime, he swings both ways and misses every time.
I wake up the morning after my binge to the sound of a telephone. My telephone. Hello?
Good morning, Randy. It's
Miss Legs. I rub the sleep from my eyes, pull up my pants, and flush.
Is now a bad time?
Not anymore.
I was calling to let you know I'm meeting with my lawyer this morning. He wanted to sort through my husband and my assets now that I'm out. I was wondering if you'd like to come?
Excellent idea. Could be some useful information.
My appointment is in an hour. I'll give you the address.
Actually, I'll need a ride from you. Mine's been squeezed.
It's been what?
Towed. My car was towed yesterday.
Okay. I'll be there shortly.
Excellent. And don't call me short.
Lovely to see you.
We arrive at her lawyer's office, and he greets Miss Legs like an old friend before turning to me and introducing himself as...
Slick Johnson, family lawyer.
I love a man in a three-piece suit, and this one's no exception. I chance a glance at the top of his head and can see that not one hair is out of place. This Johnson is indeed slick. Randy.
That's his name, Slick.
Of course it is. Let's get to it then, shall we?
We all take a seat, and my cheeks have barely hit couch cushion before he's diving right in.
I don't know how to put this delicately, so I won't. You're broke.
I don't see how that's any of your business.
He means me, Randy.
He better.
How broke?
Technically, you can't even afford this meeting.
How can that be?
A lot of your and your late husband's assets had to be sold off during the trial to pay your legal fees, and of course I had to pay myself a small retainer in order to keep myself on while you were...
In jail?
Precisely. Then, of course, there's the Slayer rule.
What's the Slayer rule?
If I may, Slick.
By all means.
Into every generation, a Slayer is born. She alone will wield the strength and skill to fight the vampires, demons, and the forces of darkness. She is the Slayer!
I hope you don't take offense to this, Mr. Randy, but what on earth are you talking about?
It's a reference to the popular 90s show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Maybe this Johnson's not as slick as I thought.
The Slayer rule is a law that prohibits you to inherit anything from someone you have...
murdered?
Precisely.
That does make more sense.
But I didn't murder my husband, you know that.
I mean, yes, of course, I do, but the courts have other ideas. My hands are tied, legally speaking, and since his photography business was solely under his name and you had no children, it passes to his next of kin.
Who did it go to?
A cousin that lives in Kentucky. It was sold off as soon as she got it.
Miss Legs is quiet for a moment as this news sinks in. I'm about to ask to use the bathroom when Slick says...
There's one more thing. Your husband took out a life insurance policy on himself a few weeks before he died.
Life insurance?
It's defunct now, obviously, because of the...
Slayer rule.
Very good, Randy. It was for $2 million.
Why is this the first I'm hearing of it?
Seems like something that would have been brought up during the trial.
They must have thought they had enough to convict you without it.
To be fair, they were right.
Indeed they were.
I'll need a copy of that policy, Slick. Could be a clue.
This okay with you?
Miss Legs gives him a nod.
I'll have my secretary make a copy for you on the way out.
If that's all, Mr. Johnson, I should be going. What do I owe you for today?
I'll waive today's fee. For old time's sake.
Thank you.
So it'll just be 50 cents for the copy.
Oh.
Please, allow me. I rummage in my pocket, but there's nothing there. Never mind. I don't have any quarters. We end up back at the same diner where this crazy ride first left the station. She orders a banana chocolate milkshake. Nothing else. It's curious.
What's curious?
The other night when we met, you ordered a sandwich at the bar but came to the diner for a milkshake.
My husband and I used to go to that bar all the time. When I got out, it was the first place I could think to go. We weren't perfect. Like most couples, we had our problems, but mostly we were all right. It's why, even now, I can't believe he was having an affair. Though I suppose every woman thinks that, no matter how damning the evidence.
And the milkshake?
Who doesn't like milkshakes?
I think back to the first night we met, and I can't help but agree. What wouldn't I do for a taste of that sweet nectar? I'm about to say as much when I catch sight of the clock on the wall. Good God, is that the time?
Do you need to be somewhere?
I need to be at the tow yard before 5 p.m. or I'll incur another night of charges. Don't suppose you could give me a ride, do you?
You are quite possibly the most unprofessional man I've ever met.
It's always nice to be first in something. Her eyes close and she presses her lips together before standing from the booth.
Meet me out front. You're paying for lunch.
She leaves her milkshake, taunting me on the table. I call over a server. Get me the check. And a cup to go. We get to the tow yard right before closing, but there's a line. Miss Legs agrees to wait with me. After a few moments of silence, she speaks.
There is something in all this that doesn't quite make sense to me.
Don't worry, I feel that way all the time.
I mean about the life insurance policy.
They are notoriously confusing. I had a lawyer friend who spent years in court discussing the interpretation of a single comma.
What happened?
He shot himself.
Oh my God.
It's all right, he missed.
So he's alive?
He was until last week when he walked off a high rise. Anyway, you were saying?
What?
Go about the policy.
Oh, I only meant I can't believe they sold one to my husband. Let alone one for a $2 million payout.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here to pick up a car. My car.
Make, model, and year of your car?
2001 Honda Civic. And why is that?
Because...
License, please.
Huh?
I need your license to process your vehicle.
Oh, here. You were saying?
What?
No, I was talking to her.
It's gonna take me a minute to process you.
Why is it odd that they gave your husband a policy?
Because he was sick. A few years ago, he started getting really bad headaches. He'd always been prone to them, but they were happening more frequently and interfering with his work. He'd have to cancel shoots the day of and was starting to lose clients. Finally, he went to the doctor and was diagnosed with an asymptomatic aneurysm with high risk of becoming a lethal cerebral thrombosis.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know what it is?
No. But the way you said it made me think it's probably bad.
It means he was at a high risk of a clot forming and bursting in his brain. Mostly he was fine, but there was always the slight possibility that he would drop dead at any minute.
You've expired.
I've what?
Your license is expired. I can't turn over your car with an expired license.
Oh, good God.
She slides a license back across the counter and starts to close the window for the evening. I lean in close and give her my best smile. I don't suppose you could make an exception.
Has that ever worked for you?
No, but I'm nothing if not persistent.
Should I take you home?
Unless, of course, you'd like to take me to your place. She drops me back at my place, but before I leave the car, there's one more thing that's bothering me. This asympathetic anagram.
Asymptomatic aneurysm.
It seems an awfully big risk for a life insurance company to take on. If you really could drop dead at any moment.
Yes, that's what I meant when I said I was surprised they gave him one.
An awfully big risk indeed.
Maybe you should look into it further.
Well, I think I should look into it further. We should start by investigating the place your husband got his policy.
We? You want me to help you?
You're a real natural. You ask all the right questions.
A compliment. That's the last thing I'd expect you to say.
The last thing I'd expect you to say would be corn husk.
What time should I pick you up tomorrow?
9 a.m. on the dot.
Fine.
Actually, make it 1 p.m. I'd like to sleep in. I spend the night reading over Mr. Legs's policy, looking up the words I don't understand. As the sun begins to creep through the curtains and a few birds start to chirp, I can't help but think, doesn't it always come down to this? To some poor schmuck who's worth more dead than he is alive. But worth more to who? Or is it to whom? I can never remember. As I contemplate this question and more, the sunrise begins to creep through the curtains. Only then do I close my eyes and drift into a troubled sleep.
Randy, are you in there? It's 1:15 in the afternoon.
Private Detective Randy was created by Wesley Lechner. Randy was played by Patrick Boylan. Ms. Legs by Wesley Lechner. Flick Johnson by Chad Ryness. Window Attendant by Casey Zukowski. Original music and sound mixing by Stephen Gizzy. Additional music by Kevin McLeod and Vince Cox.